It's going good. We just been working, grinding, you know. Only thing we got to look forward to every single day is get 1% better. So that's what all the guys, you know, thriving off of every day. We getting the young guys to come in and buy into the program. And, you know, we just thriving every day to get 1% better.
What was your kind of goal or objective this offseason, physically, mentally?
Mentally, you know, you got to get over the Super Bowl, you know. But physically, just get my body in tip-top shape. Come back bigger, faster, and stronger, you know. And also my eating habits and stuff like that, trying to change that. And just working. You know, I feel like I haven't even hit my prime yet. I feel like I'm a young running back in the league, and I could get so much better.
Change your eating habits? Are you, like, cutting out more junk food or something? Or what
do you think? Yeah, just the junk food, the super late night meals, and, you know, just trying to eat more baked food and stuff like that.
Has it shown up in terms of
weight? Yes. As far as energy-wise, yes. Yeah.
Same weight, though?
Actually, I gained weight.
You do.
But it's like all muscle, so it's good.
You said,
it ain't no fat. Still running fast and quick.
Said mentally, just getting over the Super Bowl. How hard is that? How hard was that? Obviously, is it something that's probably going to linger through the season until you get back to another one? Or what's your thoughts?
It's easy now. You know, it ain't gonna linger during the season. Of course, that's our goal, to get back to the Super Bowl. But, you know, it start with the small-term goals, and, you know, that's just the win every game, win our division, win every playoff game, and hopefully, you know, in February again, we'll be back there. So, you know, just something to – I remember all my losses, not really all my wins in my life. I remember all the losses, especially the tough losses.
How did you escape? What was it like that week or that day after?
The Super Bowl. You're not going to get over it, like, the next day. You know, it's a time thing. It takes time. So, you know, it's just one of those scars that you remember forever, and – you know, you just got to move on. You can't, you know, be salty and negative about it the rest of your life. You just got to, how can I get better and get back there and take advantage of it next time?
What have you learned about Sarkisian so far being around
him? Definitely a player's coach. You know, thing I like about him is he's very flexible, you know, with every guy on the team. The whole coaching staff is, you know, if it's something that, you know, we have a problem running, you know, we could go up to him and talk to him about it and explain to it. And I believe that if it's a good enough reason that, you know, he'll let us do it our way, you know, just letting us get comfortable. And I definitely think he's going to put us in the best situation to have success.
Is it your expectation he's going to implement any changes or anything? Is it pretty much going to be the exact same thing?
I think it's going to be pretty much the same thing, you know, a few tweaks here and there, but majority of the same play calls, same offense, and, you know, same things.
Your contract negotiations, obviously, in the news this offseason, probably still will be for a while until the new deal comes. How hard
is that?
And probably still will be. The contract negotiations will always be in the news until it reaches some resolution. How hard is that to sort of put aside and just focus on day to day?
It ain't hard at all, because, like, I'm good. I play football because I love it. You know, I always been told, like, I spoke to other guys about been in similar situations that I'm in right now. And, you know, the main thing I could do right now is focus on my business. And my business is being the best Devontae Freeman I could be, you know, and business to get taken care of, you know, outside of what I do and what I bring, you know. So I could just focus on me. And when that happened, it happened. It's going to be a surprise. So I'm just patient.
I know you know a lot of guys who've gone through this. Who are some of the guys that you've been able to
I talked to Julio about it. I know Julio Jones gave me the whole rundown about how he handled his situation. You know, other guys in the league, I don't want to name drop too many guys, but I talked to a few guys in the league.
What did who tell you?
A lot of stuff, personal. It's a lot of stuff. No, but one great advice that he did tell me was just make sure whatever I do is just to come in and work and compete and try to get better. And that's what I call my business. And my little own personal organization is make sure I'm healthy, make sure I'm getting a proper rest, like eating right, and I'm paying attention to my weight and stuff like that. You know, if I could take care of that, everything else going to take care of itself. So,
as you've followed the NFL before you came into it, have you seen situations where it was clear to you from the outside where maybe guys did let it affect them a little bit?
Yeah, definitely.
And what were your...
I just always wanted to be that guy that never wanted to, like, hold out and, you know, leave my guys out there working, you know, because I understand it's a business 100%. You know, but, you know, I know what I signed up for at the same time. So, you know, it's that business. You know, you just got to be patient and take care of yourself. I feel like you can't walk around and act sad and have an attitude. You know, that ain't good for the team, especially when a lot of guys looking up to you. You know, so you got to come in and come to work, be a pro on and off the field about it. So,
you kind of said this before, too, but you could never see yourself holding out if there was some – impasse and talks going into training camp, let's say, for the season?
No, I'm a player. I mean, I like I said, business is going to get handled regardless of what, you know, so I just come to work. I'm a player regardless. I love football. That's the thing about me. Like, I love to compete. It don't matter about what I did last year, how many Pro Bowls I got, 1,000 yards. I want to do it again, even get better, and hopefully one day be a Hall of Famer. You know, just I want to leave a legacy, and holding out, you know, that's not going to leave a legacy because I hold out, I'm behind. I don't want to be behind. I want a game and be for it.
Did you tell Uncle Luke to keep his hands off the Twitter?
He got to do, he do what he do. That's him and his business. That's his business. Like, I just handle my business. I can't control him and what he do.
When you saw that, did you chuckle when he was tweeting?
Nah, it ain't bother me at all because, like, that's him. That's not me. I'm not – as long as I'm not tweeting, I don't care what nobody say. Like, when I post stuff on my social media, people say negative stuff about me. I don't say nothing. Like, especially I think they always say, what, 28-3-L-L-L-L-L. If you go down my comments, they talk about L mean lost, 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 loser, loser. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I don't control that type of stuff. So.
But he works for you, really, directly.
So. No, he don't work for me.
Well –
He do not work for me. He work for himself. He do not work for me.
Okay, his wife works for you. So,
yes, that's my agent.
So indirectly, there was no concern that, like, when he tweets stuff, it sort of reflects poorly on you, even if you had no control over it whatsoever.
People got to take it how they want to take it. You know, I can't control how people take it. You know, if I text you something, and I mean good, you may think that text message may be negative. So I like to talk and communicate. You know. I communicate with my coaches. I communicate with Thomas. And, you know, I taught Arthur Blank. You know, we all on the same page. That's all that matter.
You said that you haven't even felt like you've hit your prime yet. What are some of the areas in the game that you want to see get better that would make you think that you're hitting your prime?
Last year, I definitely left some stuff out there. But I got better from my sophomore year in the NFL. So just little things like breaking arm tackles. You know, running through, you know, help it. I feel like that what I could get better at, helping the offensive linemen out, because those guys, they bust their butt. They don't get to rotate. You know, only time they get a break if, you know, if we score a touchdown, then when the defense go on the field. But if we have a 18-play drive, they on the field all game. You know, so helping those guys out by giving them a blow, by breaking a big tackle. Last year, I left some runs out there. Also, you know, open field, continue to make guys miss. Punishing guys, like, I just want to be real disrespectful this year when it comes to football.
Sanu said that he felt like you guys didn't even hit your potential last year, mm-hmm. after the successful year that you had. Do you feel the same, and where do you think this offense can go this year?
Yeah, I definitely think, first of all, the thing that gives me, like, is the bond, you know. Everybody on the same page, we get it. I feel like everybody from last year, even the rookies from last year, all on the same page. We brought into the program now. The main thing is, you know, get the other younger guys to catch up. But our bond is just, you know, on another level. And I definitely feel like we haven't peaked yet because we got so much, so far to go. I told Sanu, like, you know, I see a big difference in him, the way, like, he been working. And I was like, you know, keep doing that because people are watching, people looking, you know.
How much more muscle did you add?
I don't know. A lot.
What, you up to 253 like Lacey, or?
About 260. I'm joking.
Talking about dealing with the Super Bowl as a whole. You know, how do you deal with, you know, your personal part of, you know, the play where, you know, people keep pointing to where you, you know, look like Hightower, you were supposed to block him. How do you deal with your personal part while you're still dealing with, you know, putting the whole Super Bowl behind
you? You know, plays happen in the game, good and bad. I just feel like you can't dwell on it at this point. You know, you just move on from it. I could watch film and I could watch play for play in the Super Bowl, and I could watch each play probably about 10 times, and I guarantee you if it was a good play, I still could find something that I could have did better, you know. So that's how you get over that stuff. Like, you can't be mad about it. You just get better from it. It's good stuff like that happen because, you know, you always have something to prove on and get better at.
I know Warwick was a really good, you know, blitz picker upper. Did you all talk at all after that? Or I know you all talked during your time at school and so forth. You consulted him on those.
About pass protection?
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm a smaller back, of course, in the NFL. I don't play small. So, you know, a lot of guys, I try to keep a lot of defenders, linebackers, like good linebackers like Dante Hightower, Levante Davis, Alexander, all those guys. I try to, you know, keep them guys guessing. And what I mean by that, like, sometimes if they bigger than me, they probably got like 20 pounds heavier. What I do, I chop them sometimes. That'll slow them down. It'll make my block easier next time. So I put that stuff on film. So when guys see that type of stuff, it's like, you know, we gotta slow down. We can't bomb rush this guy and, you know, bull rush him because he'll chop us. And defenders hate getting chop blocked, so I use that to my advantage. So it helped me out a lot.
I'm sorry, did you say how much weight you
had? About 263.
Huh? It keeps going up.
I'm just playing, man.
Now, ballpark, how much do you think you had?
5, 10.
I gained probably like 5 pounds. Yeah.
How well, I know you guys were asked this a lot last year, how well do you think you and Tevin sort of complement each other? And is there any kind of friendly competition between you two?
I don't know. Like, people always try to make it seem like it was a beef or, you know, something like that. It was never nothing like that. It was just, that's my brother. That's my family member. You know, I'm going to push him. He going to push me. You know, I'm going to push T. Ward, Coleman, and all the other guys. Even everybody, we just here to push each other. Like, we ain't got no beef or nothing like that. I hate when people try to put that in the media, you know, because I didn't like that. And Tevin didn't like that. So I just want to get that straight. It never was nothing like that. Like, it's always been love from day one, and, you know, that's it. People always wanted to, oh, y'all beefing, how you feel, like, by him getting, no, it was all beef, family thing. It's a business. We all have fun and play football together.
Yeah, I was never really aware of any kind of beef talk, but I'm just more about how you guys sort of complement each other. It seems like you're fairly similar in terms of styles or skill sets or stuff that you do.
How we complement each other?
Yeah. Yeah, in terms of what you can do, what he can do. And
oh, man, I think we some of the best backs. We is the best to the duo in the NFL. You know, I feel like we do almost everything similar.
Somebody came up with the top 10 rankings of running backs in the NFL recently, and both of you guys were in the top 10.
That's real good. I take that all day.
Do you, because both of you guys are young, and just the NFL is a business, and every team has to choose at some point who you're going to pay because you can't pay everybody. Do you think
you don't know that?
You know my next question is going to be. Do you think at some point the team is going to have to choose who do we pay, you or Tevin?
That's way too far down the line for me to answer. Like, I don't even know. I don't really get into that type of stuff like that. I really just like to watch film and see how better I could get, you know. I understand the business. I'm aware of everything that go on, of course, but that's not my business. I stay in my lane, you know, and get better. Because football is football. At the end of the day, you know, you just play football.
One of the evaluations said that, you know, because what you had outperformed your rookie contract and you group you with top five backs, which are in that group, your value is at $10 million a year. And then today the list came out that, hey, he's the number two up-and-coming retail marketer in the league by the NFLPA. I mean, all that business stuff seems to be pointing in your favor. Do you take some comfort in that, or do you just you know, push that over to you know, Ms. Campbell to let her handle
it. Yeah, I pretty much let Ms. Campbell, my agent, handle everything. Yeah, you know, just try to control what I could control.